It's the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. Today we're going to listen to a replay program from April 8th, 2016 with the band Who Dosed. And from the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio, this is the Live Music Showcase brought to you by WMNF Tampa and listeners like you. I'm Bill Dudley. I'll be your host for the next 55. And today in the studio, returning triumphantly to the Tampa Bay area to play a bunch of different things and do just tear it up. It's Who Dosed. In parentheses on my sheet, it says neo folk, world rock, country, and eastern fusion. What else is there?
It doesn't say Ho Dust in parentheses.
It's supposed to be Sufi rock.
Welcome back, guys. Let's start off with a tune. What's this one going to be?
We'll start with we're going to do a bunch of new music, actually.
Oh, boy.
Today. We're going to be trying out stuff on the air, because we figure, why not with
Take
just a couple listeners
Take some chances here on the Live Music Showcase.
Exactly. And we're going to start with a song. This is actually a song called Murshid, and we wrote it for a film that's actually being made about the life of Hazrat Nayat Khan, who was the first Sufi to come over to the West from India.
All right.
And this is the lead-off track for the film.
I made you.
Music from Who Dosed, our guests on today's show. They've been on our show a bunch of different times. We're happy to have them back. But let's introduce the members of the band. And I'll introduce Jamal, who's playing the guitars. Or should I introduce Moksha, who's doing the lead singing? Maybe you can introduce the rest of the folks in the group. He looks busy over there.
The rest of this wild crew?
Yeah.
Always busy.
Well, I'm Moksha. Jamal and I, the aforementioned guitarist, are the benevolent dictators of this group.
We can say that.
That was Ray Villadonga who made that unsettling comment. Over to my left is the beautiful Luciana Costa.
Luciana Costa.
And back in there, in the booth, everyone on the radio can clearly see him.
Yes, you can see him in your mind.
Is Mr. Chuck Moog, who's on drums back there.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk a whole lot right now on this first break. That was kind of a dreamy song. Good song for if you're stuck in traffic and you just want to really mellow out. Are you going to do a little bit nippier one now for us?
Yeah? We'll be gentle. We'll be gentle but a hint nippy, and then we'll build.
Okay, good. Okay.
We're just not that kind. You know what I'm saying?
I guess she told me, folks. Who Dosed on the Live Music Showcase.
Turned out
one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, well, it was for you that we did it.
Oh.
Yeah, and great. Maybe a couple other people listening.
One or two, yeah.
Yeah.
Who Dosed, our guest on today's live music showcase. Mixing up today, Mark Perfetti at the control board. Our video crew, Bob Hoke, Richard Stone, and the Terrible Two, Marcy and Tom Connors. Mildred Mattis is our associate producer on this radio show, and the grand poobah his own self, Steve Arduango, producer of the live music showcase on WMNF in Tampa. You can send us an email at dj@wmnf.org during the show, or send us an email any other time at livemusic@wmnf.org. Or give us a text at 813-433-0885.
Do you always call him the Grand Poobah?
No, I just made that up.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, WMNF, live music showcase in progress. We're happy to have you guys back again. An album. And this is your next to last album, The Word Is, ... right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing on this album is that you co-wrote and collaborated with John Anderson of Yes fame and Steve Kilby of The Church.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, huh?
I guess so. They're both just wild men, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
In totally different ways.
In completely different ways.
Tampa's very own Ray Zilla is playing the bass today on our show, and we're happy to have him, too. Why don't you do us another tune, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the albums and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, since we're doing totally new stuff today, because, again, why not use many, many listeners as a trial run of guinea pigs?
Right. They've got the contact for their reactions.
Exactly. We're going to do another new tune that we have never done before, and it's called Arrhythmia.
Time, she'll be with you.
A new song from Who Dosed.
The world premiere there.
Wow. That's something. Who Dosed, our guests on today's live music showcase. And if you're not familiar with them, they spell that H-U, second word, D-O-S-T. Who Dosed. They've been on our show a number of times. Always surprising, always coming up with new stuff.
Yes, and we're weird and we're hard to pinpoint. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing, though. That's right. I might as well mention that since you broached the subject.
That we're barefoot?
Hey, Mom.
Get a shot of the feet there, camera one. No, actually, you can watch our live music showcases at a YouTube channel that we have created. Anyway, here's the address. You just have to search this out. WMNF 88.5 FM. No periods or dashes or anything like that. WMNF 88.5 FM. Search for that, and you will find it, and then you can see our shows. Very exciting, eh?
I have a suggestion for the name.
Yes.
Fishing with Bill Dudley.
For what?
That's exactly. That's the hook.
Okay. Oh, man. That's our very own Ray Zilla sitting in with this band today. So tell me a little bit about what this band has been doing since you were on our show last night. You put out two albums in 1 year. What's up with that?
That's a really great question. They're kind of...
And we had a baby.
And, well, we didn't have a baby in the last year.
Since we've been here.
Since you've been on the show, you did,
yeah,
though,
all
right?
Of us pooled our genetic code and made it... No.
It's going to be a super
not,
baby.
Not Ray.
Not Ray. No, we excluded him.
He looks just like me.
He's not our normal bass player.
That would be impossible.
We're going to form a super baby band.
Jamal and I, who, just for those of you who are joining, were the commanders of Who Dosed and were the people who started it. And we...
The instigators.
We're the instigators. That's good. We have an amazing little baby who's now 2.5. He's not even really a baby anymore.
What's his name?
His name is Caleb Ezekiel Summer Hines.
Wow. Also
known as Bobo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's how he introduces himself, actually.
Yeah.
Bobo.
He doesn't come up to you. What, he's like 2 years old, 3 years old?
He's
2.5.
So he doesn't come up to you and say, "Hi, I'm Caleb Ezekiel."
No.
Hi,
nice
I'm Bobo.
To meet you.
Yes. He says, "Hi, I'm Bobo. Are you my new best friend?" That's his intro to people.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So you put out an album called The Word Is.
We did.
And that's the one we're talking about.
We did a big Indiegogo campaign for both records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, that was very successful.
And then in August, you released another album.
Yeah, so they're really different. And truth be told, we've been working on both of them at the same time for a couple years. The Word was a complete collaboration with Steve Kilby from the Australian band The Church. I give a salute to all Aussies in the house, but they're like a Hall of Fame band over there, and really quite interesting in terms of what they do musically. And so we did just sort of a let's see where this takes us kind of collaboration with Steve Kilby.
They were like my favorite teenage band. So when I was 18 and following them around out of my head, you know, like a Deadhead or something, I was like, someday I will do a record with
Steve
Kilby.
You got your wish.
And then
the other album.
And that album, just as a side note, too, John Anderson did some collaborative writing on there, too, and his voice is, if you listen to it, you will hear the of John Anderson,
dip,
you know.
Dip, dip, dip. But he's asking about the other record.
And then the other record is really our other sort of baby. It's Sufi Kirtan, and it's entirely world music. A great deal. I mean, most of it's our own composition, but there are a couple traditional pieces on there, and it's in mainly in Arabic, but it's also a number of other languages as well. And that had been in progress for a while as well, and we're really proud of that record. And it was actually sort of in the queue for Grammy and Juno in the last year or two, and it's been, you know, ranked in the top five conscious albums in the last year. And so,
well, that sounds great. Can you do another conscious song for us here?
We're going to do one off that record.
We're going to do one
never done before.
Yeah, this will be. We're just experimenting on you guys because we sort of love this place and love you guys. And
it's a studio. It was a studio creation. The song.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out how to make it work.
Let's see if they can reproduce it in the studio. Pretty outrageous. Who dosed? Our guests on today's live music showcase. I'm Everybody Bill Dudley. This is a show that happens every Friday here on WMNF, and you never know what you're going to hear on this show.
Sorry.
No, it sounded great. That was great. That's Moksha on the guitar, on the vocals on that. What language were you singing in?
That's actually a Qawwali piece. I say Qawwali, we've completely changed how it is, but that's sort of the magic of Qawwali is that, you know...
Where is that from?
Well, Qawwali, it's from India.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is actually, it's a piece that's from the Chishti lineage.
It's also
of
Pakistani.
It's true. It's one of those pieces that, I mean, when you start getting into certain areas of the world... The piece does not oblige borders, you know,
okay,
it doesn't
yeah.
need visas or paperwork to cross the lines, and so you end up with these really interesting variations on pieces. If you look on, like, there are a couple of pieces of ours on YouTube that are, you know, Bulgarian pieces or Georgian pieces, that literally there are, like, endless debates between people about which country the piece is actually
in the comments
from.
Section.
In the comments section. Literally, like, being like, if you don't stop saying this is a Macedonian piece, I will rip off your face. And then the next person is like, I swear this is, you know, and you're like, you're like, maybe.
They're getting passionate
borders.
About your music. That's good. That's a good thing. Who dosed our guest on today's show? And Moksha on lead vocals. Jamal is playing all those guitars and other things. A lot of other things.
Different guitar every song.
Yes,
like.
Yes. We've got Chuck there in drums, in the drum booth. You can't see me, but he's there. And Luciana is the keyboard person in this band. She's sitting down at our little baby grand piano for the next tune, I see. And our very own Ray Zilla, his own self on the bass. Five string.
Fishing with Bill Dudley.
Yeah. I want to get to another song, but if case somebody tuned in and they don't know really who you guys are, can you give me like a 1 minute explanation of why you're doing songs from India, Macedonia, and all those other places, and you know how this just how this came to be? You
well,
know, like
why
who are
how?
They and why are they?
The why is probably about a 4-hour
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, that's okay. Who are they and what are they doing?
Well, we're Who Dosed. We call our music neo folk world rock, and we really, literally, do cover a lot of different ground, whether it's physical ground or stylistic ground in our music, and that's part of the joy of it is exploring new terrain. And we come from really different. Musical training and background, so it's kind of like a merging of that.
What is your background once again?
I'm trained in like Western classical and then in especially Eastern European and Middle Eastern music.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Jamal came from he was a total punk rock dude in his early days who then ended up going
metal and punk.
Metal, excuse me. And then who ended up going and studying you know, an array of different other musical styles, so...
But even when I was listening to metal and punk, I was still into Duran Duran and Prince and, you know, arpeggiators and things.
Wow. Yeah, well, he's got quite a system here, folks. And when you get to see him, he's busy with his feet, folks. Let's just say that. And let's have another song and tell
us
what this instrument that you've got in your hand. It's a four-stringed instrument with a big scroll on it and a little tiny body. What is that thing?
That's what she said.
What is that called?
This is a dulcinet. It's a hybrid instrument from Mideast Manufacturing, which is based out of Melbourne, Florida.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a kind of a hybrid
thing. Sort of a new invented instrument.
Yeah, there's Mideast Manufacturing also, it's from Moksha, she gets her harmonium from, and they send us strange instruments sometime to try out. So,
all right.
This is one of them.
Let's have another tune.
All right. We're going to do one of our country and eastern numbers.
Try to wake up, holy hobo. Let your lifetimes drift on by. Don't you hear the rolling thunder urge? us visions, don't you know? Cause you trouble where you go, tribulation everywhere. But one day you'll rise above that, and when you hear the clear light prayer, try to wake up, holy hobo, let your lifetimes drift on by. Don't you hear the rolling thunder, or just the clear light? When those visions they break, just like hail falling down, like waves breaking on the shore, you'll be caught up in the maelstrom and won't remember anymore. Try to wake up, holy hobo, let your lifetimes drift on by. Don't you hear the rolling thunder, or just the clear light?
Oh yeah, some good dance tunes here from Who Dosed, and so I really want to hit some more tunes if I can.
Let's hit them.
Yeah, let me tell them the folks that this is Who Dosed, H-U-D-O-S-T. They've got a website, whodosed.com. You can find out all about them. And this is the Live Music Showcase. Mark Perfetti mixing it up today. Our producer, Steve Arduango, assistant producer, Mildred Mattis. Our video crew, Bob Hoke, Richard Stone, and the wonderful Marcy and Tom Connors, late of His Majesty's Guard. What's this tune going to be?
Well, since we have limited time, we've decided to make you all dance like silly people.
You got 8 minutes.
We got, all right, good.
It could last that long.
It maybe. Could last that long. It's possible.
Oh, my.
We'll do a bluesy tune for y'all.
Not a Sufi tune.
It is a Sufi bluesy tune.
A Sufi bluesy tune. Will this be Sufi dancing as I've heard about it?
You tell us how your bum would like to jiggle when we start playing this.
We'll leave it at that. Music from Who Dosed on our show. And you've been listening to a replay broadcast on our live music showcase from WMNF as we went back to April 8th, 2016 for the band Who Dosed. Check out our Facebook and YouTube channels if you want to see some of these programs from the live music showcase going back 5 or 6 years. Just search for live music on WMNF on YouTube and you'll have a chance to watch some of these great shows. And in the few minutes we have left on the show, we're going to play a cut from Who Dosed's 2015 album, The Word Is, and this featuring John Anderson and Steve Kilby. And we'll see you next week on the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa.